This is a letter from John Shalady of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People to Carrie Chapman Catt, President, National American Women Suffrage Association, on April 9, 1919.
Dear Madam, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People is deeply interested in the Susan B. Anthony Amendment by which it is proposed that sex restrictions on suffrage be eliminated. The subject has been considered by the Board of Directors of the Association, which meets again on Monday, April 14th in New York at this office. Speaking for the Board of Directors and for the Association, I wish respectfully to inquire what the intentions of your association are regarding the text of the amendment as it will be introduced in the forthcoming session of Congress. We wish to say that practically all the members of the Board of Directors are favorable to and have been for many years supporters of the suffrage for women. Many of them, in fact, have been its advocates upon the platform and otherwise, and some of them, including the writer and prominent officers and directors of the association, have participated in campaigns on the platform and otherwise in its behalf. The association wishes to say, however, that it will be opposed to any deviation from the text of the original Susan B. Anthony Amendment, which will put within the power of the states the enforcement of this amendment. This association knows, and has good reason to know, because of the nature of its work, that the southern states have used and do now use every expedient to deprive Negroes of their undoubted right under the 15th Amendment to vote. The association is of opinion, from an understanding and intimate knowledge of the subject, that the southern states do not intend to permit colored women to vote in the event that the sex restriction is removed if they can by any expedient prevent their voting. Under these circumstances, therefore, the association wishes to convey to the National American Woman Suffrage Association and its governing board its profound and emphatic opposition to any departure from the text of the Susan B. Anthony Amendment, which would, as we have indicated, give to the states the enforcement of the proposed suffrage amendment. The association stands by the enforcing clause of the original Susan B. Anthony Amendment, to wit, Section 2, Congress shall have power by appropriate legislation to enforce the provisions of this article, and opposes any amendment which will write into the Constitution a provision that the several states may enforce a suffrage amendment. This association has now 193 branches in 39 states. Its paid membership during the past year has increased from some 9,800 members to 51,000 members and is rapidly increasing. This membership is itself an indication of the deep interest colored people and their white supporters have to ensure that everywhere in the nation, colored citizens shall possess, among other rights, the right to vote, in fact, as well as in theory. Should the text of the proposed suffrage amendment, as finally agreed upon, be such as to warrant us in believing that the 15th Amendment would be weakened or imperiled, it would become our duty, in the interest of colored people whom we serve, to do all in our power to defect the amendment in Congress, and, if passed in Congress, thereafter to press a campaign against its approval in the states. In the southern states, we should have little or no influence. In the rest of the states, our influence, we believe, would be considerable. In this letter, we are speaking plainly, but in a friendly spirit. We would deem it unjustifiable under any circumstances for white women to get the vote at the expense of their colored sisters. An early reply to this communication would be appreciated. The association would be pleased to designate a conference committee to deal with representatives of your association on this question. Sincerely yours, John R. Shalady, Executive Secretary of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.